opening up proceedings for us tonight. We were just talking behind the curtain there. The last time she graced our stage was in 2008, but we're delighted to have her back. She's had a very busy summer of gigs, culminating with the release of her second studio album, Turbulent Bliss, which came out to rave reviews in Hot Press and the Irish Times and all that back in June. She's here tonight, and then no rest, she heads straight off and she's playing at the Skerries Soundwave Festival with Ham Sandwich a little bit later on in September. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please raise the roof for your opening act? This is Liz Seaver.
How's it going, guys? It's great to be back. Thanks for having me. On Inside Out. It trips you up and it holds you down. It chews you up and then spits you out. It builds you strong just to tear you down.
Inside, you are the one that makes me
strength and when to give it some more. But to look behind would be a great mistake. Well, compared to this, everything else was fake. You are the one that makes me feel good inside. You are the one that makes me tremble inside. You are the one that makes me forget the night. You are the one that makes me.
To the Ruby Sessions on RTE 2XM with myself, Tara Harrison. This is a radio show based on the long-running weekly acoustic gig, the Ruby Sessions, and I'm here with their very first act tonight. This is Liz Seaver, and Liz's guitarist, Ed, is here as well. So, Ed and Liz, how are you getting on?
Grand, good stuff.
Great to see you.
It's great to see you. I have to say, Liz and Ed are both from my hometown, Rush, County Dublin, so we know each other well. We're all in the same kind of circle, so it's great to have you here at the Ruby Sessions. Not at all. Thanks very much for coming. And so tell me, are you kind of keeping an eye on writing new material, or what's happening?
Yeah, I am. And like, I wrote a song and I entered it in for the hit. You're probably going to say that. The hit, the new RTE show.
Liz is Rush's superstar. She's on TV and everything. So tell us about the whole experience with the hit.
Yeah, it's been amazing, to be honest. Like,
scary superstar. Jeez, Tara, I'm going to be killed.
I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest, when I sent it in. I kind of sent it in on a whim, just a track you had to send in and a bio, whatever. And then I got a call saying I was 30 out of 1,000 songs, and then I was like, wow, jelly. And then it kind of rolled on from there, you know.
And so how did you find, like, how do you find, I know it's an awful thing to say, but a lot of people would kind of turn their nose up at these very commercial shows like The X Factor and Britain's Got Talent and all that kind of thing. How would you put the hit up against those kind of shows?
Well, to be honest, as a singer-songwriter, I mean, your audiences are limited because, I mean, you're playing like a small gig, maybe 20, 30 people there. So anything you can do to, I mean, personally, I think anything you can do to get your music to a wider audience is a bonus. And especially when it's your own music. Like, it's not like I was, like, fair enough, people go on The Voice and they're singing, you know, tracks, you know, covers and that. And that's fine. But for me personally, that's not the road I would want to go on. But the hit for me was kind of like, well, it's all about the song and your song that you've written. So even the fact that maybe I might not be singing it, I have no problem with that, because I would be into writing songs for the people as well anyway. So I just think it's just a bit different, you know. It's not your mainstream reality kind of music X Factor thing. It's not like...
about the song, like, and that's actually, I'm surprised that you said that you're happy. I mean, obviously as a songwriter you would be happy for other people to sing your songs, but I imagine it's weird having someone else sing your own song. And so, but that's not a problem for you?
Well, I suppose it hasn't happened yet, so for like fingers crossed it might actually happen. But
she hates it when I do covers
of it. Yeah, Ed is all the time. No, like, honestly, I just think it would be interesting to see what someone else could do with one of your songs. Like, so it's not one of the tracks I have on my album. So it was just an extra track I had kind of that wasn't going to be maybe used for a while. So the fact that maybe someone could use that and do something with it would be pretty cool, to be honest.
Liz, thanks so much, and Ed, for chatting to us. Tell us, if we do like what we hear, how can we keep an eye on everything that's happened for you, and how can we get hold of the album and the forthcoming singles?
Yeah. Well, I have a website, www.lizsever.com. I have a Facebook, Liz Seaver Music. I have a Twitter account, at Liz Seaver. I also blog as well. I have a WordPress, Liz Seaver, and LizSeaver. And you can get it on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. You can also get there's a shop called CD World. You can buy physical albums, so wherever you are in the country, you can get it posted to you, or in the world.
That's great, because I'm so glad you said that, because I don't do downloads. I prefer to have a physical copy. I buy albums, and I like to have an album. So if we do like the sound of the songs tonight, we can definitely get the album. And tell us how we get the physical album again.
There's a shop called CD World. It's based in Drogheda, but they ship to anywhere in the world, and it's just €10. There's no extra charges on that one, so that's kind of a good thing. I kind of made sure that was the way it was going to be. And the CD artwork was done by David Keane. He's a really good, talented artist. He works for Hot Press. He does a lot of illustrations, so it's actually worthwhile maybe getting your hands on an actual copy of it.
Yeah, the artwork's gorgeous, and it's your face, but it's very stylized, really lovely. So that's Turbulent Bliss, Liz Seaver's album that you can get at the moment. Liz, thanks so much, and Ed, for chatting to us.
Appreciate it. Thanks,
Sarah. Unsure, unkind, impure, you're gonna rip my mind. Tough love, so wrong, deep in, where do we go wrong? And how did it get so? You shut me up and you count me up. But it's the kind of thing that I can do without. I sleep only heaven knows. Well, you leave me feeling undressed, exposed. Of love, too tight, cheap trick, you're gonna play my mind. Confused, my heart's bruised, cover up, baby, it's no use. And how did it get so? You shut me up and you count me up. Well, it's the kind of thing I can do. Exposed.